This week, Upstate's public media is acknowledging the 50th anniversary of the historic Civil Rights March on Washington. The Innovation Trail Reporting Project has gathered voices from African-American business owners across the region. This morning, Kate O'Connell looks at the progress that's been made in the business community and some of the barriers that still exist.
If we look back, just 50 to 60 years ago, what we found were a lot of African-American businesses that were very, very successful. We had African-American grocery stores. We had numerous banks that were owned by African-Americans that primarily served the African-American community. And if we compare that to today, those numbers have dwindled significantly.
Del Smith is the director of the Center for Urban Entrepreneurship in Rochester. He says half a century after hundreds of thousands of people marched on Washington to fight for civil and economic equality, we've made a lot of progress, but the business community is still catching up.
We know there are significant disparities when it comes to the number of African-American businesses, specifically when we talk about businesses that hire people.
In Rochester, Smith says those disparities translate to only 4% of businesses that hire employees being African-American owned and run. And it's a similar story elsewhere. What it comes down to, Smith says, is a shift away from the traditional model where African-American businesses could grow by catering to African-American communities. Additionally, he says, policies that try to create a level playing field encouraging financial institutions to lend to African-American business owners aren't always effective.
There's not a higher rate of lending to African-American business owners because banks, for example, by nature of their business, are risk-averse. And we know that in our African-American population, things such as wealth, things such as credit are challenges.
Realtor Calm Diamond has first-hand experience with such challenges. She's been in the real estate game for close to a decade, and she's still struggling to find the capital to set up her own operation.
Even to this day, it's a struggle. And, you know, you hear about small businesses. You know, we need money pumped into small businesses. That's going to rebuild the economy. Let's do it. And you would think, okay, hooray, I've been in this business for 9-plus years. Somebody's going to be willing to give me a loan.
Diamond says she's reworked her business plan many times, trying to attract support. But at the end of the day, she doesn't have a credit history she can take to the banks.
Here I am, being a realtor for 9-plus years, and I still have yet to get the funding that I need for my business. And everybody keeps telling me the money's out there. Go get it. You're black and you're a minority. There's money for you. It's just much easier said than done.
Smith says it's imperative for upstate cities to invest in businesses like Diamond's if they want to revitalize their urban economies.
We really are trying to revitalize the region and use entrepreneurship as a way to revitalize that region, but yet you do not include the African-American community in that, it's an uphill battle.
Luckily, Smith says, the entrepreneurial space provides a perfect platform for the breakdown of remaining challenges that face the African-American community. He says at the end of the day, the business sector has the opportunity to become the ultimate equalizer. In an environment that fosters innovation and change, Smith says, the focus will shift. If you have a quality product that consumers want, your background and the colour of your skin won't matter. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.